We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Letang. Okay, you kept your core. What did the team that just acquired Jake Guentzel do? Let
they got
Steven
rid of Stamkos
walk.
Yep.
They just said, you're 34.
They made a bloodless move.
You're making $8 million a year with your new team.
You are a captain in face of the Stanley Cup teams.
You were our guy.
We'd like to get younger.
But you are no longer the best player on our team. Nikita Kucherov, who is 3 years younger, and that's significant, is better than you. I know, you know, that they have a void. But guess what? Guentzel's going to fill it. And that's what that, for me, paying $1 million more per year than the guy you just let go got in free agency and paying for more term so that they'll essentially be signed to about the same time, like same age range, right? Like Stamkos till he's 38 or whatever. Guentzel will be there till he's 36. That's just smart hockey. Would it surprise you at all, even without their franchise face, if the Lightning, because they just put Guentzel on that roster, don't end up being a force again? I think it makes them a serious contender.
It might not work, but at least they tried something different, and they got younger. The Carlson trade, they gave up a lot of spare parts that nobody wanted. In that respect, it was fine to swap those guys out and to get Erik Karlsson here. But what Erik Karlsson did was the $10 million that you earmarked for him, that could have been $10 million that you earmarked for Guentzel. That's why that trade blew up in spectacular fashion, in my opinion. Because not only did you have nothing to show for it, you didn't make the playoffs last year. Karlsson had a 45-point drop, but it also, from a dollars and cents aspect, cost you your best young player. Young in air quotes, because he's not 22.
Well, young compared to all of their best players who are all...
in nursing homes and
correct.
Hockey years.
Yeah, they're all hockey AARP guys.
But hey, breaking news, they have re-signed Emil Bemström.
Well, I have more breaking news.
Is it better than Emil Bemström?
I think I've got you beat. They have signed forward Bakanji Emama to a 1-year deal, $775,000. He has, I believe, one goal in 15 career NHL games. He is going to be on the AHL team. Seen here wearing a Senators jersey, so that's where he comes from.
Bemstrom's the guy they got from Columbus, and we were worried whenever he would score that he would score too many times and it would cost the Penguins a better draft pick.
Correct. Oh, by the way, I have another detail on the Riley Smith. Speaking of draft picks, the fifth rounder that they're getting, remember, the second rounder is not till 2027 because the Rangers don't have one till then, so they treat seconds like Jim Rutherford treated firsts.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth rounder that the Penguins are getting, the worst of the Rangers' two fifth-round picks that year.
Couldn't squeeze him for the better of the two?
No, they could not.
Come on, Kyle Dubas. Play hardball.
It is. I will say this. I'll make this my annoying take for the rest of the 2 hours we're on the air today. This is a rebuild, no matter what they or anybody connected to them says about it. It is a rebuild. Well, I don't even know if, like, Dubas is telling people internally that it's a rebuild, but he is starting the process of trying to rebuild
them. That's better said. If it's a rebuild, it's a delayed rebuild. He wants to rebuild, but he's not allowed to really go through with it yet because he's stuck with these contracts.
Right. He's going to talk in, an hour you said he's scheduled to, right?
I think so. His head is in rebuilding, but his heart is preventing him from doing such because he doesn't want to let 87 down.
What's the meme? The guy walking with his girlfriend, looking at the other girl. It's the other girl is the rebuild, and the girl that he's walking with is the current Penguins' desires. But he's turned and he is staring right at rebuild right now. Let me ask you this about Dubas, who you were lower on that higher than most.
Yes.
And so
I was
far,
not
I think,
sold on it.
Well, so far, I think you've been proven correct that he's not some genius. He made a very bad signing with Graves. Is there any...
And Jari.
Feel bad is not the right term, but do you give the guy any extra leeway because it is very obvious he stepped into a situation? You take the job willingly if you're Dubas, and allegedly he has a ton of power. That's what Yoey writes. He has untold amounts of power.
Untold.
That's what
unforeseen.
I'm pretty sure that's what Yoey wrote.
It's just by coincidence that he's bringing in all these Boston guys for
right.
Mike Sullivan.
But knowing that he has his hands tied, do you give him any kind of a pass for what he's trying to do or for the moves that he does make? Because it's obvious that he is, to some extent, handcuffed by the wishes of people who are more powerful than he is.
I think you can grade him on somewhat of a curve, but I don't have any empathy for him because he went into this eyes wide open and he had a chance last offseason. Last offseason was not, you know, your... stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
It was do whatever you want to try to make us a champion again.
And he
went out and made
stuff.
Those moves and pretty much all of them backfired.
Fair.
So that's why I don't really give him any kind of leniency in this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not pretty right now, but here is the other side of it. If I told you that the Penguins were going to be this type of team over the next few years, so let's say another 3 years, of being a bubble playoff team, but Sidney Crosby continues to play at a very high level, and you know you're getting that, versus you can tear it down, and you can get rid of the stars, you can flip Malkin, Crosby, and Letang and deals, but you have no idea, you have no clue if it's going to work or not. It is a complete mystery. The only thing you know is you are making the very hard decision to move on from those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take option A or option B?
Because
I know my opinion on it.
You'd take option A.
I'd rather watch him play.
Well, he's such a
I'd rather watch him play.
He's such a singular all-time great.
And I guess I could do what Jeff did. You don't even have to buy center ice anymore because it's all on ESPN+. I guess I could fire up all of Crosby's games wherever he's playing. If I really want to watch him that bad, but I want him to do it here. And if I'm a 91 or 92 point per season team, but I get to marvel at Sidney Crosby, and we say most nights, you know what? He's 38, 39, 40 years old, but he still plays like one of the 10 best players in hockey. I guess I'm okay with that, Chris.
So you're okay with them coasting into whatever comes next and not being competitive, but you get to watch him do his
thing. I'm still going to critique the moves as they come.
In a way, they're doing what you want them to do by letting him be here.
Yes. Yeah.
I wonder how many people agree with that.
And part of him being here is the fact that I have to live with Malkin and Letang, too. And I'm okay. I don't love it, but my opinion is it beats the alternative.
I think their ownership group looks at it the same way, because I don't... So, a thought I've always had, and this is hard, although in the NHL I think you can get away with it. There are teams that win the cup or at least go deep, you would say do not have a superstar in the NHL because of the nature of the sport, where like you can just build a really quality team and you might have some high-profile players, but no like McDavid, McKinnon, Crosby types, right? Kucherov. Like, who was the best player? So, what?
I guess you could say Barkov was Florida's best player.
But he's not a superstar.
No, he's not looked at as a...
He's a very good hockey player, but he is not by no means is he a superstar, okay?
The people that know hockey say he's a superstar, but he's not a household name.
Okay.
I get what you're saying,
though. That's my point. How have the Penguins always been built? On a superstar.
Mario,
household,
Jagr,
the,
Sid,
like, not
Malkin.
Just household names, like the most household names.
Yeah.
And so, I think ownership would probably agree with your stance there. We'd rather have the household name... a singular talent for his generation, matched by very few that have ever played the game, maybe by one guy currently playing it across the continent. We'd rather have him doing what he does for the next X number of years and make that trade.
Rather than
try to build a team that's just like a rock-solid four-line team. Like, basically, the Islanders. Do people here want to watch the Islanders from 5 years ago? No, they don't.
But I'm not even giving him that.
No, I know.
I'm saying
I know.
You get to basically wipe it clean and start over again and see where that gets you.
People, my point here, let me, finer point before Donnie goes here. Even if wiping it clean eventually got you like a very competitive, just balanced team with a lot of good but not spectacular players.
Yeah, you're saying it has to be with stars.
I don't think there's a resonance here with that.
Don, would you rather have this team where you get to watch Sidney Crosby every night? Or would you rather cut it down and see if you can build it back up as a super, as a Stanley Cup contender?
I would actually keep Crosby around. I know it sounds dumb and naive to probably say that. I mean, I think...
I just said the dumb and naive thing then, too, because that was my take on it.
But, I mean, if his play would have dipped even a little bit, then I would say the other side of it. But it hasn't. Like, he is still...
And even if that means keeping Malkin and Letang here through the duration of their deals, two more years with Malkin and four more years with Letang.
See, now that's the tough one. Like, that's where...
I don't think you can have one without the other, Chris.
I know.
I don't think you can have Sidney Crosby, but you're allowed to jettison Letang and Malkin. He made a blood oath with those guys to play with them.
Are sports about blood oaths between... I mean, that's the problem, though. Sports aren't about blood oaths.
I mean,
oaths.
We just had a kid get drafted because of who his dad is, so there is some of that.
Well, that was a farce, Chris. And that was a complete farce. Yeah, and Gregory Campbell was the beneficiary of his dummy dad, Colin Campbell, whining about officiating with him. I mean, I guess I should say, like, yes, it is what it is. Whether I think it's right or wrong or stupid or ends up, like, hurting you in the long run doesn't matter because it happens and it's going to keep happening. And people are going to say, and maybe not even be wrong, it's like your mileage may vary. Sidney Crosby did so much for this franchise, he should be entitled to have what he wants in his last 5 to 7 years in the league. And if that is majority of that chunk is spent with Malkin until Malkin wants to retire, same deal with Letang, give him what he wants. He's earned it.
And you're pushing back on that, or you're at peace with it?
I'm at peace with it in the sense that it's obvious that it's going to happen that way. The part of me that says at some point this is supposed to be cutthroat in the real world and what you know what? I'm going to push back on it in this way. I am jealous of the Lightning because their fans still have the memories of going to and winning two in a row, going to a third and almost three-peating, and now they just got better and younger and barely more expensive than when Stamkos got somewhere else. And they probably have a real chance now to win another one with a slightly different looking team because they were willing to make a hard move. So yes, I am pushing back and I am jealous of Tampa because I think that's exactly what they did. The equivalent to, even though he was the face of that franchise, he was now at best their second best player, second best forward to Kucherov. They jettisoned their version of Malkin on the ice wise at least and kept...
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They're Crosby.
More Penguins moves trickling through. Blake Lizotte, Dan Balian, and Nathan Klerman all signing with the Penguins in the last few minutes.
Beg your pardon?
Blake Lizotte, Dan Balian, Nathan Klerman.
Balian, isn't that what you like boil in water to make broth? Balian cubes?
Yes. And it was also a made-up person.
Yeah, I figured.
But the other two are real. Nathan Klerman and Blake Lizotte. If you've never heard of them, don't feel bad because they're American League players. They're minor leaguers. They're ham and eggers. All right, so if you're keeping track, since the Penguins went to the Sphere for the draft, and by the way, I heard people got sick there.
At the Sphere?
Yeah, because like the angle, you go all the way up top. It's like if you're afraid of heights, but also things on the screen are moving.
Oh, so it's like a disorienting kind of thing?
Yep. If you're keeping track at home, the moves where NHL guys were added and subtracted. Kevin Hayes, Matt Grizzlick.
Such a big name. Man, when he's getting healthy scratched sometime in mid-November, we're going to be sad we don't have his name right.
Matt Grizzlick, Anthony Beauvillier. And then out, you traded Riley Smith. And you're probably now done with P.O. Joseph.
Because you got the irreplaceable Matt Grizzlick.
And you also retained Ryan Shea.
Which actually is a good move.
And you retained Emil Bemstrom with your forward group. So right now, if you look at NHL roster, they probably have 22 of 23 slots filled.
And they have some cap room and nobody to really go spend it on.
Yes, they've got about $7 million in cap space. But practically all the big names have signed. 412-928-9370 gets you in on the conversation. Here is Johnny the Barber on the Fan. Just kidding. That person actually did hang up. What the heck? All right, here is, my bad, guys, Dave in North Huntington. Hello, Dave.
What's up, man?
Hi, Dave. You don't sound overly excited about the Penguins' moves.
Man, I'm not that excited. I thought I was calling in to win some Pirates Paul Skeens ticket.
All right, well, then I'll hang up on your ass. Goodbye. Call back again sometime.
Now Dave is a loyal listener to the show.
What, so that people just want me to give stuff away here?
No, I just think he might have gotten confused by the timing of things. Other person that was on hung up the second you said that to him, me wondering.
What's going on here? Do people not want to talk about Penguins here? Is it too depressing of a topic?
For the first time ever, talking Penguins is depressing.
It's not the first time ever.
For the first time in a long time, talking about the Penguins in free agency is depressing because they are just another team. J-A-T.
And they're not getting better. The whole point...
Is the point to get better? Not necessarily for some teams. TK said something. Tyler Kennedy said something to us last hour that I thought was very well put from a guy inside the business who played. He said two things, actually. One, on Beauvillier... He said, when I started getting passed around team to team, four teams in 4 years, you kind of know your career's pretty much at an end when you're that guy. There's very rare exceptions to that rule. And he said, you can tell who wants to contend and who doesn't. Who are the teams trying to make big moves? Those are the teams usually contending.
It's not hard. All I said was, we'd like your thoughts on a major story that is going on as we speak, NHL free agency, what the Penguins have done, how you feel about the team, the direction of the team, and we'll give the best caller tickets to see the Pirates. And apparently, Dave in North Huntington didn't want to play by those rules. Pretty self-explanatory rules, no? You guys are getting on me for being a stickler here. All I said was, come on, you got to at least call in and give us something.
Well, I thought he was going to call in and give us his take, but that's... Maybe I misinterpreted him.
He said, no, I
him.
Called in to just get the tickets.
Then maybe I
do
just
other shows just say, here are the tickets,
maybe
Donnie?
I misinterpreted
that's all they do?
Him. Maybe
they say,
I must,
here, have the tickets.
That's a mistake on me. I misinterpreted him. I thought he was going to launch into a point. I didn't realize he just thought he was,
caller number 12 right now.
Yeah, okay.
My bad then.
Here is John in Beaver. Let's see if he wants to talk. Hello, John.
Yes. Yeah, how you doing? Here's what I would do. I would make the first thing I would do is make accept that Tristan Jarry is not your goalie of the future. Accept it. Next year, I would have no problem going with Novakovic and Blomqvist as my goalies. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Okay, but what are you going to do with Jari? He's on the books for four more years at $5.375 million.
We look at his pocket. Look at the goalie market. Some of these goalies are going for high draft picks.
And he was offered to everybody in the league, and no one wanted him.
I think there's something that would take him out there. I really believe
that. Well, then why hasn't it happened yet?
Well, because they want to stick with him for some reason.
And No, they don't.
They don't.
All the reporters say they want to get rid of him.
They tried to get rid of him.
Well, I would try and package him with a high draft pick and get him out of here. That's all I'm trying to say. And to get his money.
Well, they can't package him with a high draft pick. They're trying to rebuild.
So if a team said, yeah, exactly. That's a great point by Chris. So you would trade a first-round pick with Jari for a team?
No. I would not trade number one with pick Jari.
But you just said a high pick.
A high pick, not a number one. I would give a number two. And
I don't think any team wants a number two.
Well, I'm saying if you could somehow find a partner, by some small chance you can find one.
But that's the point. They've been looking for dance partners this whole time, and they haven't found anyone who wants to go to the dance with them.
Well, my theory was if you could, in theory, move him, I would go out there and make this, instead of a six player top six, I'd make this a top nine. I would get his savings, and I would go get Skinner. If Tarasenko was still out there,
you could probably get both of those guys without even doing the Jari deal, to be honest with you.
Correct.
I mean, if that's that might be what they're waiting on right now. They're $7 million. Maybe they are talking to Jeff Skinner. We had, I think Gentile might have been the one that floated that out there last week, that he thinks that's a possibility. But that's a mixed message. If you think, Chris, that they're tacitly tanking,
Skinner's too good of a player.
Why would you go get a guy who can score 30 to 40 goals with Sid?
Skinner's too good of a player for that. I don't think they're going to do any of this stuff. I really don't.
Here is Greg in Avalon. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how are you?
We're great, Greg. Thank you for calling in and wanting to talk Penguins with us.
Well, the last caller, he's in a fantasy land about Jari. Like you said, nobody wants him. I think at this point, you just hold on to him and maybe some other goalie goes down and you trade him at the deadline.
I was going to say, that's exactly right, Greg. The best case scenario for them is if they're not a very good team, he still plays a very good goalie and then somebody needs him at the deadline, 100%.
But if they're playing well and they're in position to make the playoffs, are you guys saying trade him?
No, they're not. No, because I said they're not that good, but he's playing well.
Okay, so that would be the perfect storm situation. They're not good, but he's good. Got it.
Well, it wouldn't be that perfect, though.
What else, Greg?
Your original point about where did the Penguins go wrong, I think we go back to Jim Rutherford. It sounds like he had a deal in place to move Malkin and Letang, and we'll never know the facts of that, but he was told no, and he quit because of it. Nothing's been right since.
So you really believe that he was trying to get rid of both guys?
I do.
Do you believe that, Malzi?
I don't necessarily believe that specifically, but I do believe that an organization that has historically seen players carry way more sway and power than almost anywhere else in the NHL could have had something like that happen and it end up with the GM leaving. Why did Scotty Bowman only last 1 year here, even though he won a cup?
I think that he wanted to have like a president of hockey operations title like he does in Vancouver. And basically wanted a lot more money and all the same power and privileges that came with the job as the GM. And when he didn't get that...
I should say 2 years on Bowman before somebody yells at me.
When he tried to make a move.
Yep.
And he might have gotten some pushback on it.
Yep.
I think he said that's it.
But I guess what I was more trying to get at is I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that a lot of these problems have been created by catering to what the players have wanted. Maybe not in that specific instance, but Malkin and Letang are still here, period, because Crosby wanted them.
I understand that, but here's the thing. You didn't have to listen to him.
But that's where I go back to saying players have always had more sway here than they've had in most other places. Lemieux, they essentially, after 2 years of Bowman, they didn't really want him around because he was tough on them.
I can't blame Sid for having loyalty to those two players, though.
But, okay, I don't blame Sid. I guess, yes, I do blame them for being so willing to cater to him. Again, I'll say this about the Lightning.
But the sin is more on their end than his.
Yes, it's always more on the organization's end because players are going to want what players want. But if they're going to play for you, they understand that they can't get everything.
Yeah, there's a reason why there's a GM and there's a head coach. There are people that...
Lightning, I'm sure Lightning players wanted Steven Stamkos to be there. I'm guessing Kucherov and Hedman and Vasilevsky
and
said...
Point and all those guys.
Right, said we've been through... Cirelli, we've been through the battles with this guy. We got to try to keep him. They said, no, we're going to let him walk. Oh, by the way, we just traded for the rights to Jake Guentzel.
Yeah, while
how's that working?
Are crying and like, oh.
Here's a ready-made 40-goal scorer who might score 45 or 50 with us.
That music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, and it is brought to you by our friends at Saloni's Italian Bread. Don?
The Debrief, July 1, 2024. There's a piece, or I guess now pieces, of NFL content. I feel... like the fear is out there for even me, who can't take this stuff in enough, that it is being overdone. How many types of Hard Knocks do we need? Does the NFL and HBO think we need? We have the Giants Hard Knocks, which was covering their offseason, that will debut tomorrow. We have our usual Hard Knocks with the Bears. Once we get to training camp, and then we have the in-season Hard Knocks, which, yeah, we will be inclined to watch and entertain by because it has the AFC North featured. But have either of you watched the in-season Hard Knocks seasons that have gone last few years?
Not a single episode. Maybe I've seen a highlight or an interaction that made waves that was chopped up and put on social media so people could see a 30-second behind-the-curtains or behind-closed-doors interaction that was interesting. I think there's too much football going on during the season, and there's games on Sundays, there's Mondays, there's Thursdays, plus you've got college on Saturdays. I don't think there's time to watch it like there is in training camp before you're getting yourself into football mode, so you watch the Hard Knocks that goes on while they're in training camp. I think they should take the in-season Hard Knocks and air it when the season ends. Just like they did with that quarterback series on Netflix. That was very popular with Mahomes and Cousins and those guys, not because they were showing it every week during the season, but they waited and they put it out there at the end.
Dead period.
When it was February or March and people were without real football to watch. If we came in here in late February and there were episodes of that Hard Knock show that was rehashing what we thought might have happened.
But now we're getting the real look at it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would be a fair way to get me more interested in watching it. I still haven't watched it. You know what these are to me, Hard Knocks? It's like CSI now.
First they had Law and Order? They've got a bunch of spinoffs.
They went Law and Order. Then SVU kind of just pushed regular Law and Order to the side, and it just became SVU. Then they tried to do Criminal Intent, and then I think they had another one that was very dumb.
But CSI had a bunch of cities.
It was CSI Miami where they had the guy put on the glasses, David Caruso, CSI New Orleans, CSI New York. And then you knew they were out of ideas when they went back to Vegas where it started and called it CSI Las Vegas. So there have been two Las Vegas ones. The first one and the most recent. Like, stop. We don't need more CSIs. I feel the same way about Hard Knocks that I do about that. We don't need more. What is it going to be? Hard Knocks, the equipment manager life?
I just think there's a saturation point during the season, and people are always going to choose watching football games than watching either people talk about football or behind the scenes.
I'll always
football.
Believe since they've changed the editorial like structure and control of from the original Hard Knocks, where it was very much unfettered access, I'll always believe that everyone's pulling a punch to some degree or another.
Or if they're not, they're leaving it on the cutting room floor and not letting us see what actually happened.
Functionally, it's the same thing. Yeah, yep. There's editorial control for the teams and the people involved here that shields them from saying anything truly
interesting. Donnie, is the Giants offseason one just their GM and coaches talking about moves?
So that's what I wondered. Like, it's just their front office guys, like, going over, like, who they've lost, who they want to bring in.
I got to be honest, though. If right now there was a Steelers Hard Knocks and it was Tomlin, Khan, and Weidel talking about all of their offseason moves, like what really happened with Pickett, how the quarterback things went down.
You would never get the full story on Pickett. See, right there, that's what would piss me off. I know
they would cover that up in some
way. It would just, there's no way that if the real story was, just for example, pretty explosive and painted both sides, but maybe Pickett more than them, but even them a little bit in a bad light. Like they had some things they wish they could have done differently. There is no way anymore that would actually see the light of day. No way.
I kind of disagree with you. I think in this situation, we're discussing something that makes the guy that left town look bad. The team has final call on what makes the show. If they leaked it to reporters the way that things went down with Kenny, why wouldn't they want their own version of it to be out there? Especially like if there's video
leaking
of Kenny.
It to reporters is one thing though, putting your name and face on it.
But if there's
else.
Video of Kenny coming in and saying, I want out, I don't want to be
well,
here
that's
anymore.
Different.
I think they'd absolutely want that video
that's different.
Out there.
That's different. But if there's no video, there's no way you're getting the full truth there.
Well, the Giants are one of your favorite teams, Pony. I mean, that's who you're rooting
it.
For.
I'm not gonna watch
He's
it.
He's given up on them.
My question.
He's given up on them and the Mets by and large.
I mean, it is kind of tough too, because we talked about this earlier in the offseason. I don't know if this is some way to try and drum up interest in the Giants, even though they are one of the biggest markets in the league. They have to be one of the most, if not the single most uninteresting team heading into the season.
Well, the most interesting...
There's like not even a single thing you can pull from them, like rookie quarterback, new quarterback, like any, you know, Malik Nabers is probably it. That's about it.
My biggest thing is all the weight that Brian Daboll and his wife lost. Have you seen the before and after pictures on them?
No.
In a year, Dable's lost a ton of weight. He looks like he's probably around Donnie's weight now. Mm-hmm. His wife looks like a totally different human.
Now, do we think Dable...
I think it's an Ozempic miracle.
Do we think that Dable... He'll put it back on then.
Why is that? Is
I
that
feel
what happens?
I think they have a pretty high recidivism right there with that, because you're not changing any habits or anything. You're just... taking basically
well you're drug. Allowed to change your habits once you do it, but I hear what you're saying. It's just kind of like a quick fix.
Correct. Not a lasting fix. awaken180weightloss.com.
Good job. But I'm telling you, if you search Brian Daboll wife, because that's the easiest way to get the pictures of them together, mm-hmm. Dove Kleiman, our friend, has a picture that 4.1 million people have seen of the Daboll family when he got hired versus what they looked at as a what they looked like at a Giants event last month.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even recognize his wife. And it's the same person.
Yeah, she looks significantly more thin.
Yes, she does.
But even her face, like...
Yeah, her face looks very different. I mean, good for both of them. Her face looks very different. He still looks like a burly fella.
What if Malzi went up to them and said, Ozempic... You look great, but you're going to put that weight right back on, Beth.
Well, I am cracking
enjoy
up.
Enjoy it now because you're going to put that weight
I am cracking up
right
at the very first reply I see. Using Ozempic is not impressive, LOL.
Oh, the people like you guys that work hard to lose the weight, you get very upset at those Ozempic folks.
I've read the stories that say that it doesn't really have maybe the lasting impact. There's too many people that put it back
on. You boys think it's a shortcut.
Well, I mean, it is, and but that's the issue, though. Like, what Malzi said is the issue. It doesn't really teach anybody anything. They just think, I'll take pill, I'll lose weight, I'll put weight back on, I'll try to take pill
See
again.
See what this was I'm holding up in front of the camera, Donnie? It's an empty thing of cut vegetables with a little avocado oil, a little balsamic, a little seasoning. Got some fruit in the back there, ate an apple.
I know that's tremendous.
And love and life.
But
feeling good. What, Pony?
I know eating right is the way to go, but you just...
Oh, you're Mr. Anti-Nitrates. What are you acting like suddenly you aren't thinking about this every second of the day?
If you had come in here and that...
Container?
And that container was filled to the brim with, like, soft pretzels, I'd be so much more excited.
Why? Because
they're amazing.
I know they are, and I still enjoy them once in a while. He definitely did not get the glow his wife got. They also, I think, found an extraordinarily unflattering photo, the before photo of his wife. Like, he just looks like a burly football coach. I feel like they took one to try to find her looking at her worst.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.